Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is April 26, 2020. In this segment, we'll take a look at what's happening in the zodiac for May 2020. But before we begin, a note to all viewers. This is the Astrology News Report's once-a-month free public video. In order to support this work, this channel has moved to a paid subscription model. If you would like to have access to the next 4 weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. First up in May, we have Mars changing signs, leaving sidereal Capricorn and moving into sidereal Aquarius on May 4th. This puts the planet of action and conflict in the sign of the social revolutionary for the next 6 weeks. The result is to promote social action, but since Mars is the planet of force and combat, the advocates for social action won't be asking nicely. As always, the energy is available to everyone. In other words, those opposed to the government's actions, as well as proponents for more government action. In the USA Vedic astrology chart, Mars transiting in Aquarius puts the planet of action and controversy in the third house, the house that includes communications and commerce within the country. So you can expect lots of controversy in the media sector, and since the third house is commerce, the controversy will be over whether to reopen the country for business. Things will get pretty heated, though, because Mars will be conjunct the USA natal moon. The natal moon of a country's chart signifies the public and the public's thinking. In world events astrology, Mars plus Moon stirs up the passions of the public. The natives are growing restless. It's a kind of torches and pitchforks energy pattern. In personal charts, it depends on whether you have natal planets in Aquarius or the opposite sign Leo. For example, here's the chart of someone we all know, Donald Trump. We can see that the transit of Mars into Aquarius will set up a really intense pattern in his natal chart, pitting transiting Mars against his natal Mars and his ascendant degree. This is a very confrontational arrangement, which creates a lot of pressure on the president to act. And remember, Mars is the planet of haste and impulse. Since March 28th, Venus, planet of love and romance, agreement and harmony, has been making progress in Taurus, which is Venus's own sign. A planet in its own sign is good for what the planet and the sign represents. Therefore, this transit puts a lot of emphasis on our material values, appreciation for the pleasures of life, and since Taurus is conventional, there's the desire for maintaining the status quo. Of course, in light of current events, there has been a concern for these Taurian significations. But now Venus is slowing down, because it will begin a retrograde period on May 13th. When a planet is retrograde, it appears to go backwards in the zodiac. This is due to the fact that we on Earth are traveling along on an orbit concentric with the other planet's orbit. So, sometimes we are moving ahead of the other planet, which makes that planet look like it's going backwards from night to night. When a planet is retrograde, its movement in the zodiac is abnormal, and its significations don't operate normally. Since it is retracing its steps in the zodiac, there's also a general theme of going back to the past. So for Venus, what we get is reconsideration of relationship, renegotiation of agreement, re-evaluation of value. Guidance and advice get revisited and perhaps misinterpreted, and aesthetic satisfaction is harder to achieve. So, generally speaking, this is not a good time to make an important purchase or for starting a new relationship. How Venus affects your own life depends on what house Taurus occupies in your natal chart and what natal planets are being affected. For an example, here's the chart of Joe Biden. Since he's Scorpio rising, Taurus is his seventh house, the house of partnership. Venus retrograde in this sector results in reconsideration of partnership, and for a public figure, the seventh house also indicates the relationship with the public. So, during Venus retrograde, the public gets to reconsider their relationship with Joe Biden. And here's another political tidbit. Since the seventh house is also the house of the direct opponent, and Venus is the planet of popularity, when Venus is retrograde in your seventh house, your opponent's popularity goes in reverse, which in Biden's case means Trump loses popularity. Venus retrograde lasts for 6 weeks, until June 25th, by which time it will have backed up to 11 degrees Taurus. Then, slowly, Venus will resume normal forward motion, and its significations will return to normal. Venus isn't the only planet going retrograde in mid-May. Jupiter and Saturn also begin their retrograde periods. Saturn goes retrograde first, on May 11th. Jupiter goes retrograde a few days later, on May 14th, the day after Venus goes retrograde. Pluto is also retrograde, since April 25th. So, by the middle of the month, we have a lot of retrograde energy happening, including the two main benefic planets, Venus and Jupiter. Regarding retrograde planets, the established astrological thinking is that since the planet is not behaving normally, its significations get distorted. A retrograde planet is retracing a previously traversed sector of the zodiac, so there's the general theme of revisiting the past. Also, the normal forward progress of the planet is held back. Thus, there's a delay factor applied to what the planet signifies. And for the so-called natural malefic planets like Saturn and Pluto, their ability to cause harm intensifies when they are retrograde. In the case of Jupiter, the planet of wealth and prosperity is not only going backwards and thus behaving abnormally, it is also sandwiched between retrograde Saturn and retrograde Pluto. Saturn is the planet of restriction and suffering. Pluto is the planet of destruction and collapse. Due to all three being conjunct and retrograde at the same time, they will remain in this tight pattern for an extended period until the end of June. Jupiter is going to come out on the short end of the stick. In other words, this pattern indicates a rough road ahead for the finance sector and the global economy. Regarding finances, the situation in the USA chart looks especially dire. The three-planet conjunction in Capricorn puts it in the second house of the USA astrology chart for the next 2 months. The second house of a nation's chart signifies the country's treasury, the banking system, the currency, and the buying power of the public. So, this astrological combo suggests that, yes, recession is going to be happening. One more planetary pattern to consider in May. Towards the end of the month, Mercury will transit into sidereal Gemini. Now, normally, Mercury moves pretty quick, spending just 2 weeks or so in a sign. But when there's a Mercury retrograde period coming, which there is in June, it keeps Mercury in a sign for a couple of months. So Mercury will be in Gemini from May 24th all the way until August 1st. Note, too, that Mercury will be with Rahu, the north node of the moon. One of the Rahu's significations is obsession. The exact conjunction is on May 27th. Mercury rules Gemini. A planet in its own sign is favorable for the planet and the sign's significations. In this case, it's the planet of communications in the sign that loves information and data, which, along with Rahu, significator of obsession, ensures that there will be an intense preoccupation with facts and numbers all through this summer. Wonder what that could be about. Okay, so there's a brief look at upcoming planetary events in May 2020. And now a reminder, you have been watching Astrology News Reports once a month free public video. If you would like to see the next 4 weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. If $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's a description of what's coming up in May's videos. May 3rd, Mars transiting in Aquarius, how it affects your natal chart. May 10th, Venus retrograde in Taurus, and how it affects your natal chart. May 17th, the retrograde trio, Saturn plus Jupiter plus Pluto in Capricorn. May 24th, Mercury transiting in Gemini. May 24th till August 1st, and the details of that. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so here's the link for your donation. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. Thank you. And until next week.